You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
The key to triumphing over Star Wars trolls. Former MythBusters host Carrie Byron says that her young daughter was enthralled by the character Rey in Star Wars The Force Awakens. She was done with princesses when she saw Rey, Byron says in episode 313 of the Geek's Guide to the Galaxy podcast. Because it was like, okay, this is a smart badass, and I could see that it was so much more interesting to her than a helpless princess that's locked in a tower. But Byron is well aware that not everyone loves female heroes, a point underscored last week when Kelly Marie Tran, who plays stalwart mechanic Rose Tico in The Last Jedi, deleted her Instagram account, presumably after receiving months of verbal abuse. It's a strange world that you can't handle your characters in movies to be girls and kick-ass, Byron says. That is just crazy. She says the level of vitriol directed at stars like Tran is far worse than anything she had to contend with in her early days. If I came into this industry right now, just fresh into the internet, I think it would crush my spirits because it can be so vicious, she says. But I started slow, with just some Craigslist-y kind of message boards, and I got to build my way up to being able to ignore the awful people. She often advises young women on dealing with trolls, and her advice remains consistent. Don't pay attention and don't engage. The minute you engage with a troll, that's when it's going to get bad, she says. Just let it go. No matter how offended you are, let it go. Check out some highlights from the complete interview with Carrie Byron in episode 313 of the Geek's Guide to the Galaxy from the discussion below. Carrie Byron on MythBusters. The network got really crazy for a while, where if they saw a bra strap come out of a tank top, they'd ask us to reshoot. And I was just thinking, God, that seems like a lot of money. Everybody knows you're wearing a bra. Is it really that big a deal? I don't know if this was just the olden days, or if they were being oversensitive. But the longer the show was on, the more censored we got. When we first started out, there was a lot of humor that was off-color. But in a sort of Warner Bros. Cartoon kind of way, where if you're an adult, you'll get it, if you're a kid, you won't get it. But then as the show went on, more and more it was like, you can't say the word hell, you can't say the word fart. Carrie Byron on Science Fiction. With MythBusters, you have to find a myth. So we actually had to find things that people thought were true and test whether they were true or not, rather than just implementing some wackadoo technology. So we tried to do a lot of science fiction on MythBusters, but it was really hard for us to do because if it was already a proven thing, we couldn't really test it. So we had to go for things like, can you control somebody's mind with crystals? It was really hard keeping an open mind with stuff like that because clearly I come in with a lot of skepticism and I think it's all crazy. So to come up with a legitimate test was always the hardest to do when it came to science fiction. Carrie Byron on superhero costumes. I get really annoyed when I see superheroes in high heels. It just seems so ridiculous and impractical. Like the old Wonder Woman, when she'd wear her high-heeled go-go boots. I'm like, yeah, that looks great, but really? They are so hard to run in. Why would you ever do that? I was happy to see that Black Widow had flats on when she was running in one scene. I was just like, that's what you're supposed to wear. You're supposed to wear flat shoes. Boots are great because the leather will protect you. That's awesome. Maybe some steel toes. But don't run in high heels. It's going to slow you down. Unless a knife's going to come out of that thing. What's the point? Carrie Byron on religion. I was raised Catholic, and I had a lot of questions that I didn't find satisfying answers to when I was a kid. I guess it mostly came from when I was around 7 or 8 years old, and I kept asking this one question to my very religious grandmother. I couldn't understand why my friend Courtney, who was being raised Buddhist, was going to purgatory for not being baptized, or going to hell because she didn't believe in the same God. I was just like, this is a little girl. Why is she going to hell? And I think that was the catalyst moment for me, where I just started to question the things that I was being taught from that particular religion, and I somehow just moved away from it.